Voters in the battleground state of Arizona go to the polls today to cast ballots in primary races for the U.S. House and Senate. One of those contests, a Democratic primary for a House seat in Phoenix, has drawn a group of Republican donors. The Winklevoss twins of Facebook fame, the crypto industry, and a major GOP donor are all vying to sway the results. NPR's congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales has more.
When it comes to congressional races, donors traditionally focus on supporting candidates in their own party, but that's not what's happening in one Phoenix, Arizona race for a U.S. House seat.
Voters deserve to know who is doing this and why.
That's top state Democratic leader Raquel Terran, a former Arizona lawmaker who is running in her party's primary for the 3rd Congressional District. She's facing off against a former Phoenix City Council member who has seen an infusion of cash from Republican donors.
Republican-funded groups and Trump donors are trying to buy this seat and silence the voices of Latino voters.
This majority Latino district is represented now by Democrat Ruben Gallego, who's running for the U.S. Senate. Now, Republican supporters for former President Donald Trump have directed more than $1 million to the primary. The recipient of that support, Democrat Yasemin Ansari, slams claims she's colluding with the GOP.
It is illegal to coordinate with any outside org.
Both candidates are looking to make history in Congress, with Terán hoping to become the state's first elected Latina representative, and Ansari is the first Democratic Iranian American. Ansari, the former Phoenix vice mayor, has received support from a crypto political action committee known as Protect Progress. Crypto donors include Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, once largely known for claims they created the idea behind Facebook. But as they told Forbes,
"My name is Tyler Winklevoss. I am the CEO and co-founder of Gemini. Hi, I'm Cameron Winklevoss. I'm the president and co-founder of Gemini, and Tyler was kind enough to hire me."
They're now major players after launching their crypto firm 10 years ago. Ansari says she has no connection to the twins and argues her push for innovation in the digital asset industry has drawn the interest of these crypto-aligned donors. She rejects claims it's anything more nefarious.
It's a desperate attack from a campaign that has not spent much time at all focusing on what they actually want to do for residents, but more on trying to tear down another Democrat.
This is not the first time crypto has made its way into a Democratic primary with a significant Latino population. Fallen industry mogul Sam Bankman-Fried tried to prop up a House candidate in Oregon in the last election cycle. Ultimately, crypto's preferred candidate in that contest lost. Terán says she's still perplexed how crypto came to play such a big role in her race.
This is not top of mind for people in our district, just to say it. Nobody brings up crypto when we're knocking on doors.
But even as major Republican donors try to shape this Democratic race, ultimately voters will have the last word in Arizona. Claudia Rizales, NPR News.